30 years ago, the king of rock and roll died, or disappeared at any rate, and hasn't been seen outside of the pages of the Weekly World News. If the stages of grief were shock, denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance, Elvis fans have added another, imitation. Jim Nader, host of the Annoying Music Show out of Chicago, joins us with an assortment of tributes that I hope get better than that. Jim, how are you?
Scott, as always, when I'm invited on your program, I feel like death eating a cracker.
All right, well.
Or maybe today it should be like Elvis eating a cracker.
A peanut butter and banana smeared, yeah, cracker, I should think. All right, let's jump right in. What have you got for us?
Well, we just heard, of course, our most requested Elvis recreationist, that, of course, from the birthplace of rock and roll, Sweden. That was Sweden's singing sensation, Evert Palarm. Mm-hmm. And we played that one, All Right, Mama, because Elvis always stated his mama, Gladys, was the most important woman in his life. Scott, do you read the newspapers?
Of course not. I'm in the news business then.
Well, based on your program, I couldn't tell.
Yes.
As you know, our favorite son here in Illinois, Barack Obama, got into a little conflict with Pakistan last week over some comments. I'm sure he could have avoided all controversy if he simply said, we'll target this next artist for a personal bombing.
Now, I'm deeply moved.
That's Piranha Man from Pakistan, mm-hmm, from his breakthrough album, Blowing Goats.
No, wait.
It's true.
That's not really the title of the album,
it is.
Is it?
That's the actual name of the album.
Try and make this newsworthy. You're thinking if General Musharraf said that they're going to bring this man back instead of Osama bin Laden, the tables would be set right.
Yes, it opens the whole weapons of mass destruction cycle again, you know.
I understand that there are some impersonators, Elvis impersonators.
Recreationists.
Recreationists, I beg your pardon, who are very young. Is that true?
Yes. One of his best-selling albums was You'll Never Walk Alone. That's from the very moving and inspirational song, except when sung by a favorite young artist of the Annoy Music Show.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid.
That's Young Rick. You'll Never Walk Alone. He's a 6-year-old young man in our Annoy Music Show Witness Protection Program. And we discovered his singing surprisingly serves a vital purpose. Many medical facilities play Young Rick, attempting to wake up long-term coma patients.
I bet it works. All right, you're supposed to introduce the next one.
Well, this next song, you know, is kind of surprising. We're doing Elvis covers, but that the most annoying Elvis cover would be Elvis himself.
Bill McDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had some pigs, E-I-E-I-O. With a knock-knock here and a whack-knock there, pigs everywhere in sight. And when those pigs got out of line, poking beans at night.
Oh! How, who, how, why did he record this?
Well, this is one of those songs from his movies, the movie Double Trouble, thank you, Colonel Parker. And by the end of the song, Elvis has eaten virtually every animal on the farm, which could explain his vast weight near the end of his life.
It was all for his art. That one was so dreadful, I don't want to wind up with it. Is there something else?
Oh, yes. So we thought the great Filipino spawn of Elvis, Ren Elvis, speaks for us best today with these lyrics.
It seems correct to think that my idol Elvis Presley is alive and well today.
Jim, it's always wonderful to have you on.
Scott?
Wait, well, I don't mean that, but reflexively, that's how I say this. That's actually what we do when we try to get rid of people, yeah?
It's in your script. TCB, Scott. Thanks for taking care of business every Saturday.
Exactly. All right. Jim Nader, host of the Annoying Music Show, WBEZ in Chicago, a program that's run by scores of fanatical public radio stations that have run out of better ideas. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
Stop, listen, and feel. You can hear him on the radio. Hear him on your stereo. He's alive and well today. He is alive.